Disorder Magazine, your Vancouver Indie Music Monthly.
You listening to Disorder Radio,
CITR.
CITR 101.9 FM.
Tune in every Tuesday for live interviews, music from the hottest local artists, and good times. It's 5 o'clock Tuesday, time for Disorder Radio. Tuesday, June 13th, lucky number June 13th. We have a jam-packed show. We got Dora Duber's in the house. Cat Cod is here as well. And lots of good stuff, including these guys who played an album release last week. It is Strike a Match. My Mental Health from Trying Hard Enough. Yes, this was their album release they had with Dad Weed, Grey Natives, and Sylvia Platters at the quote-unquote Scarlet Door. In case you missed it, here is the track Strike a Match, Mental Health, and Disorder Radio, CITR 101.9 FM. Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9 FM. Mental Health is the name of that group. They had an album release party this past Saturday, along with Dad Weed, Grey Natives, and Sylvia Platters. It was at the Scarlet Door. It was a great night, which included the LP release of Trying Hard Enough and also featured Root Beer Floats.
Boom. Win-win.
Yes.
I'm sold.
Eat your heart out, A&W. And that A&W commercial guy who's always roaming the streets feeding cheeseburgers
feeding
down
the
people.
Yeah. Scarlet Door's got your number.
Nice. Hello, Dora Duber.
Hello.
Hello, Cat Cott.
Hi.
Hi, hi.
How is everyone doing?
Pretty good. Pretty good.
Nice. How was your past week?
It was all right. You know, doing a lot of art projects. I've been sewing a lot more.
Oh, nice.
Wow. Yeah.
That's pretty exciting.
Yeah. Pretty wholesome.
That is very wholesome.
Yeah. The most wholesome,
yes.
I would say.
Just like your sweater today. It looks very wholesome.
Oh, it's really cozy.
Yeah. Did you knit that one as well?
Oh, no. Oh, no. Okay. Knitting is a whole other topic.
Okay.
For the listeners who can't see, Kat is wearing the most comfortable looking sweater I've ever seen in my entire life.
Yeah. It's very big,
gray, wool. Cozy.
She's prepping for the onslaught of cold weather we're expecting over the next couple days.
It. If we don't address it, it won't happen.
There you go.
No. I was thinking about that this morning. I was getting dressed. I looked so cute the last episode. I had my cute little summer outfit on. And today I was in another regular, boring fall I don't want to be out of bed outfit. Mm.
We know the listeners are very intrigued to hear this, so we're going to make sure we post a photo of whatever it looks like right now.
We should. Oh, that could be a new call in if you want a new Discord or radio thing to be outfit of the week. It could happen.
Nice. We'll come up with a whole new stinger and everything. It is summer. You know, we're not focusing solely on music, mm-hmm. as we're going to get into a little bit later in the show. So yeah. It's good to we diverse ourselves, diversify a little bit, add some new elements.
Unlike Kat's beautiful, wholesome week, I had a not very good week. I went to the NCRC this weekend, which was like great. I learned a lot, but it was also like kind of cold the whole time, and it was in Abbotsford, so it was hard to like walk around. I was just like really exhausted the whole time. It felt really bad.
Usually there's so much energy at NCRC. Mm-hmm. It kind of pumps you up and keeps you excited for the next workshop or the next networking event.
Everything was quite isolated. It was like a good time. I met a lot of people, and there were good parties, but it was also like, what do I do? I'd give it like a 65 out of 100.
Okay. Ooh, well,
that's a little low.
Thank you.
At least it was easy to get to. Last year it was in Ottawa. I don't know. I think we only had a small number.
Yeah, we did get to bring a lot of CITR people. It was a big community thing.
Yeah.
But it wasn't perfect.
Yeah. And of course, Abbotsford is the raspberry capital of Canada. So I'm sure you're eating lots of wholesome berries all weekend long, right?
No, I wasn't. There was no good fruit or vegetables. It hurt a lot.
Yeah,
it hurt me.
Therefore, Dora is hurting today. She's being malnourished, but at least over-socialized.
yeah, I guess. But also, I guess, a product of my lack of nutrition is... This segue sucks. My hygiene is poor.
Oh,
boom. Hygiene is playing this Wednesday, June 14th from 8 to 12 at your favorite cigarette zone. If you don't know what that is, check out the Facebook page. Here's our song, Void. I promise I don't smell that bad on Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM.
I'm time ago, in a city far, far away,
CITR
was born. In the decade ahead, America will be in space.
CITR
is already there. Astronaut Neil Armstrong had this to say about
CITR.
That's one small step for man.
So vote.
CITR, 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Herbert R. Tarlick, Chairman.
CITR 101.9 FM, Sea Shanty by Fuzzy P. And they are playing along Bird and Dora's new favorite band, Hygiene.
I have a lot to learn.
But it was a great segue, nonetheless.
Thank you. Yeah, they're playing with Hygiene, Bird, and Dumb this Wednesday, so tomorrow. And then another great show that we have coming up on Friday, on June 16th, from 8:30 to 11:55 p.m. at the Redgate Review Stage. Is Leaf Hall. It's the only visitor album release show. Leaf Hall was supposed to be covered in this upcoming issue, or also this past issue of Discorder, but I think communication really fell through. But either way, we want to give her some love. Really great album, really good performer. Only a visitor's album release show. This is Visiting Light on Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9 FM.
Red-tinted flashlights. Astronomers stay up late at night. Rocks, dust, and rabbit brush. On a family trip for Dad and us. Motorhomes and telescopes. the sonic boom. I said I was silent, didn't believe me, did you? And often I remember, and the more that I do, the further it brings me from the truth. The more I remember, the more it can become what I want it to.
Hi, this is Chris Connolly from the band
Hot Panda.
Sorry about that. This is Chris Connolly from the band
Hot Panda.
No, not again.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 Vancouver.
Thank you.
back to Discord Radio on CATR 101.9 FM. That was Glass Machine by Leaf Hall. They're going to be playing with Only Visitor, who Britt, who's in the studio.
Yeah, hi.
You just told us that Only Visitor was named like one of the top artists coming out of Vancouver.
Yeah, top 10 emerging artists coming out of Vancouver by CBC Music. And on that list was also Art Deco, and so Loki, Halo, and Douse, and some other Discorder favorites. So it was a great list.
Yeah, great eyed.
CBC Music, yeah. And I guess...
and Brit!
Oh, well, not just me. Contributors who pitched these stories, yes.
Fair.
Great eye Discorder team. Well done.
Sick segue. Brit is the editor of Discorder magazine.
I am.
Of which
Hello.
We are. Which we're like the radio baby. If you don't know that, pick up a magazine. Read a book. I don't know.
Go find a magazine.
But... this issue of Discorder was really awesome. It's probably one of my favorites.
Oh, good.
And, like, I know there's been, like, a buildup of, like, trying to, like, move away from, like, the whole Music Mag label and everything. And now it feels like it's, like, really been realized. How has that, like, been?
It's been interesting. I mean, it's always difficult trying to branch out and find new content and to figure out what that looks like after you've had an identity for a really long time. But yeah, just recognizing, and this was something that we talked about as like CITR as a whole over the last several years, is that our programmers, the people who write and take photos for Discorder, and the people who read it just kind of wanted more stuff that wasn't just profiles of artists. They wanted that too, but they kind of wanted some more op-eds and different types of articles that asked questions about the community that we're in that other publications in town weren't really talking about. So we're trying to rise to the challenge. And we've been doing that, I think really, like, especially trying to do that over the last 6 months or so. In the issues, bringing in a lot more content around, like, gentrification, for instance, or diversity in music festivals was an article in this last issue.
Yeah, we had Tintin on to talk about her article last week. And that was, like, an op-ed, like, pretty solidly. Mm-hmm. Are there any other, like, op-ed dreams that you have for the magazine?
I have all the op-ed dreams. What I think is really nice about op-eds is that... It's a real good opportunity for contributors themselves to experiment with their voice and, especially to actually focus an op-ed for it to be short, concise, and to make, like, a really strong argument is a really great skill to have, and it's a good one to experiment with, and it's really fun to read. I don't know, I like reading people's opinions on things, especially when they do make, like, a well-crafted argument towards something. And Tintin especially has been doing several of these. I think she's on to her third op-ed in the last 4 issues. Tintin Yang's an awesome writer with us. So.
And you also had a fictional piece in it as well.
Yes, No Fun Fiction. We've published No Fun Fictions before, but this was the first time that we did kind of a bigger call-out for very short fiction submissions, and we got a lot of really strong contenders. In the end, I went with this piece called Static by Wendy Chan because I felt like it just complemented the issue really well, but there are so many new writers that came on our radar and contacted us. We got close to 20 submissions, so I'm really excited to revisit and ask those people to submit for future issues.
And then also, like, kind of in the same vein of, like, new things in the magazine, this issue had, like, 100 flexies in them by the Shiloh.
Yeah.
How did that even happen?
So that was Johnny Payne of the Shiloh's approached Discorder quite a while ago to ask if that could be something that is done. Discorder is no stranger to having music collaborations. We have published different types of set lists and promotional content for winning different formats of music over the years. And this is the first time since I've been editor and since I've been following Discorder that I've actually seen a physical music giveaway in the magazine. But it was really exciting. Light Organ Records gave us 100 flexies to put in the magazine, and that's what we did. We dropped them off. Sydney, who is our distribution coordinator, She did like little Instagram story hints about where all of them have been. So,
oh, yeah. Cute. Yeah. I have to like check out that.
I don't know that you can relive the Instagram stories.
Dang it.
I think they disappear after 24 hours. There was hype. We hyped it.
Can we use this opportunity to make an open call out to artists and labels to supply us with future collateral for Discord Magazine?
Of course. See, that's the thing is like now with the bigger format, like we can be so much more flexible and creative with the types of things that we can do with this format, including chuck in some flexi discs in there. And yeah, it was a really fun time. Good call out. Good one.
Right on. Don't be shy. Reach out to us.
Yeah, exactly.
All the social medias.
You all know, all the medias that are social.
Social, physical.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, so speaking of the Shilohs, maybe we'll give them a bit of a whirl right about now.
Cool. Sick.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea. Okay. I love some Shilohs.
Me too.
Great. Glad we're all on board. Okay. Down at the bottom of Bottomland by the Shilohs, right here on Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM. Thank you, editor in C, Britt B, for joining us.
My pleasure.
All right.
The bottom land, underneath the deep, deep blue, burning in the sand. Yeah, 'cause I can't get home. No, I can't get home. So I try to recover something familiar to me, like a certain color or like a souvenir to keep, but I can't get home. I can't get home, so never before did far away ever charge so close to me, so close to me. I had no place to be, and then you call my name, you're always calling after me, so I hide in the high, high grounds, everybody's looking for me, I'm so hard to catch, even though I'm never out of reach, but you can't get home, no you can't get home. Charge so close.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Radio for crazy people and the elderly. Oh yeah.
Hanging pictures on the wall. Humidity makes them fall symbolically. But then again, not really.
Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM, that, by Nice Apple. Before that, we heard Cruel Sports with Song of Love. And Dora, why do we play those songs back to back?
Because they are performing this Friday at a secret location. Message the organizers.
Ooh.
Yeah, who knows? But it's a tape release for both Cruel Sport and Nice Apple, with Human Loser and Fake Fruit playing as well. Cruel Sport is fronted by the old co-president of the student exec, Christine.
Ah.
She's an angel. And those are actually what you just heard. Those songs have never been played on the radio before, never been heard except by the VIPs. So.
Very cool. And as we heard in Britt's interview, thanks again, Britt Bachman, for coming in. Our CITR Discorder contributors seem to have a knack for picking the next big thing,
mm-hmm.
at least according to CBC. But of course, if CBC likes you, you know, in Canadians' eyes, you know, you're golden.
Yeah, that's it. You've made it.
Yeah.
So we can be the Vancouver CBC, and I say Team Cruel Sport and Nice Apple.
Forget the fact they already have a CBC Vancouver.
That's okay. That's a moot point, I think. Playing a little earlier in the week, though, on Thursday, June 15th, Tough Customer and Bored Decor are going to be playing. Both of these bands played in Music Waste,
mm-hmm.
And I hadn't really heard a lot about them before then, but now it seems like they're really performing a lot more. Well, I'd heard of them, but they hadn't been very active for a while. So now they're back, better than ever. So this is Bored Decor's Pester, and you're listening to it on Discord Radio CITR. 101.9 FM.
Some guys know might get close. And you can pester. And you can poke. But does she want you there at all? No. Why no, she sure don't. You make her distant. It's to your orientation, yeah. No hesitation. It's no cause for possession. I expected no apologies, for we have reached the peak of human indecency. So if you agree, then say it with me. 1, 2, 3. You make it decent. It's your orientation. No hesitation. It's no cause for frustration.
Discord Radio, CITR, 101.9 FM, Cult Babies, Off to See the Lizard is the album, On a Roll is the track, On Tour with Supermoon is the reason. Supermoon doing a bit of a, launching a bit of a tour, starting this Thursday at the Lido, and guess what, the show is free, just like the best things in life. Speaking of the best things in life, having both a first and last name with the same letter, I've been jealous. I've actually got, like, including my middle names, six names, and there's like a J-A-S-S W in there. So the fact we get Dora Duber and Kat Kott to double team this next segment, I'm very excited.
Okay, yeah, we're on it. So as you mentioned, the Super 2 tour is happening. But then also on Friday, this Friday the 16th, I'm actually really excited for this. Another free event called Roll Call Volume 1. So I believe it's going to be a series. And eight photographers are going to be given a roll of film. And then they have 8 hours to capture all 36 frames. And then at the end of the day, this event at 7E7, is they're going to project them all. And it sounds so cool. I'm so excited.
I've never heard of 7E7 before.
Me neither. It's 7 East 7th Avenue.
Oh.
Yeah, fun interesting. Fact.
Fun. Well, also that same day is All You Can Eat Laundry late night at the Little Mountain Gallery from 10 to 11:30 p.m. And it's 11:20 online and at the door.
And they sold out the last 3 weeks. So
yeah,
freaking get your tickets.
Funny comedy show.
Then later on, or no, I guess the night before, Housing of Society at Western Front. Western Front has gotten a lot of love. I think for me, I did a segment on them for the Gender Empowerment Collective's radio show, but they are doing this kind of collaboration with something that is on at the Vancouver Art Gallery right now, the Vienna Model, Housing for the 21st Century City, which I thought was like very relevant because we have a whole article on the tenants union and gentrification, and that's really been a big focus of Discord recently. So an alternative,
yeah. Vienna Model. It's nice that they're like doing something.
Yeah, no, you know, totally.
They're like, okay, what can we do about this problem we all see?
I spoke with Jim Carrico of Redgate like a little bit ago, and he like loved it. He like is really into like the London Model and Vienna and everything and all like that. But yeah.
Yeah. There's also Lay of the Land on Monday, June 19th at the Roundhouse Muse, and that's free, and it's Indigenous Erotica with Jessica Wood, Shane Sable, Leah Grantham, Molly Billows, and Samantha Knock.
I'm so excited for that. That sounds so funny.
Yeah.
Like, so cool. And then carrying on with the Indigenous kind of, like, celebration, although National Aboriginal Day is on next Wednesday, June 21st, there's going to be a big celebration in Oppenheimer Park this Saturday, I think just for, like, a full day of committed celebration. So join for food, traditional and contemporary music, activities, and fun for all ages, and bring your own drum. Wear your own regalia. Everyone is welcome.
Food.
Yes. Hot Dog Days is actually also happening tonight with SBDC and Jerk Jails at What's Up Hot Dog, as per usual. It is free, as always. It's all ages. It's a new event series that CHR is hosting. It's like trying to be a concert video series. We'll see what really happens. But it's really, really fun. And What's Up Hot Dog is a really great space. They have really delicious food, and I'm really sold. So this is Jerk Jail's Ice Hand. They're going to be playing tonight. And you're listening to it on Discord Radio. CITR 101.9 FM.
I won't let you die. housing problem?
Mass evictions.
Mass rent evictions.
Unfair rent increases.
What happened to rent control and protection from unfair eviction?
If these or other housing matters concern you, you may be interested in joining the Vancouver Tenants Union. For more information, visit tenantsunion.ca.
Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM, SBDC Sunshine, and Jerk Jails, Ice Hands, both part of Hot Dog Days. Number two tonight at What's Up Hot Dog. Goes between 9 and 11. And once again, it is free. We have a couple other events. I'm going to let the double teaming, double barreled names get to in a second, but I also want to give a quick shout out to a couple other events happening this weekend. The Ukes of Hazzard are all the way in from Whitehorse. That's right, the Ukes of Hazzard, featuring Paris Vagabond Gypsy and her wild ukulele. We're going to play that up in a second. They're playing at Roxy on Thursday night and playing on Friday night, June 17th, 2017, at Blue Light Studio. Michelle Jolly with a single, which is off her upcoming fourth record coming out in the fall. And the song Preach is a song, a message about self-awareness, self-empowerment, and unconditional love. So let's give this a spin right now. The brand new single from Michelle Jolly, Preach. It's raw, sweet, and unique. And it's right here on Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM.
Don't preach to me about wrong or right. I'll be the one to define my life. Don't wanna color in the lines no more. Wanna know what I was brought here for. I have potions, I'm looking for answers. Does the devil love me? Is there a heaven? I'll find my way. Hey, I'll make a stay. It's about living, it's a risk we take. To cry at night, but never feel passion. Love is something we can risk it all. There is glory in love, there's story in love. Gonna know we have this life for our creator. To dance and sing before we meet our maker. Our days are numbered, live while we still can. No use living with regrets, wishing you took the stand for what you wanted. You gotta give them God. I'm living, I'm living. judge what I do or who I am. One day this all come to an end. We all have a reason to rise and shine. It's another day now. I claim what is mine. Success, fame, riches and glory. Maybe my future won't be end of my story.
Beyond Land. Just wrapping up the show, want to finish with one amazing event that's happening, Shaker for Shelter. All proceeds from this event go directly to the East Side Women's Shelter in downtown Vancouver. It's this Friday, June 16th, from 8 p.m. to 2 a.m. at the Waldorf. $8 in advance, $10 at the door. Una May, a really amazing Indigenous artist, Eros Taylor, Winona Prado, Mr. Stee, and Missy D are all going to be performing with DJs Ryoshi and Femme Fatale. So all really amazing performers, really amazing event. Support, support, support. So we are going to close the show with a kind of off Discord or radio vibe, I think, track with PayPal by Prado. Thank you so much for tuning in. Up next is Flex Your Head with Mike, which will be a funny transition from the song, I think. So enjoy. Thank you so much. You're listening to Discord Radio on CITR 101.9 FM.
Nicely done. myself to see if there was something up. Maybe I'm too much for all my friends. I ain't got a chill bone in my body. Can't you see what I see?
CITR 101.9 FM.
A center for ants?
What?
We're a radio station broadcasting from UBC Vancouver.
How can we be expected to teach children to learn how to read if they can't even fit inside the building?